and a very good evening. It is 5 and a half, coming up 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. My name is Jim Kirkwood, and a special guest tonight, Aaron Francisconi, who has written a book called Who Are You Online? Why It Matters and What You Can Do About It. And Aaron, this is becoming such a big topic. People have no idea how important it is, I think most people. And people who aren't online themselves, they are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think what we're starting to see is a lot of people starting to be out there that they really didn't expect them to be out there. You know, that you have to remember that you're no longer the only publisher of information about you.
Right.
And so, like, you're people you know who blog, coworkers that may not like you, maybe they go home and write something on their Facebook page. You know, there's so many avenues that information about you can get onto the internet now. It's incredible. And it is, like you said, it's such a problem that most people don't realize, because they think, well, I don't Facebook or I don't MySpace or I don't have a website. But for the most part, you know, it there is a lot of avenues now, definitely, that people can get out there.
Well, it's amazing. I did this a couple years ago. I'm going to do it again. I'm just going to bring myself up. I just got 1 to 10 of 1,270,000 hits for Jim Kirkwood.
Well, and that's it's... You know, and it's funny you mention that, because, like, yeah, there's millions of hits, but if you start doing little things like put Jim Kirkwood, Utah, you can start narrowing that down. And I think you did that just looking at your screen. But I did some looking out there on you, and you know, before the show, and I found things like people that had made comments about you know, past radio shows you had.
Sure.
And and where you're a personality, you're going to get that. But you know.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, over a million hits, and fortunately, there are two or three other well-known Jim Kirkwoods, an
right.
author, and some a couple others. But I'll bet half a million of them are about me.
It could be.
Yeah.
You know, and like somebody like me, you know, you mentioned something like name commonality.
Uh-huh.
Somebody like me with the last name of Francisconi, there aren't too many of them. In fact, there's two others out there that are. Actively putting stuff out on the internet,
mm-hmm.
but that's about it. And so, with you, one of the, or people that have a very common name, they also have to fight the other people out there for creating elements of what I like to call their online image. Because, for example, if you had another famous Jim Kirkwood, some of what they do might be confused with your online image.
Yeah,
and so yeah.
Well, that is the problem is. With three or four well-known Jim Kirkwoods and then a whole bunch of others, there's all kinds of threads.
Oh, and absolutely. And I think what you see, like when, like for example with you, although you don't own the domain, jimkirkwood.com, there's another guy who does, and you know, if you want to pull that up, it's kind of fun. But
is it?
it's got a picture of a woman that tells you, pull it up. I don't want you know,
okay.
Anyway, it yeah, it's important that we the professionals that we are, you know, we start trying to control the message somewhat, so that when people think if you pull that.
Okay, I'm almost afraid to. Not found.
Hold on, it's there.
Did you mean? Yeah, there we go. Anyway. By the way, 801-254-5855, what we're talking about is while we weren't watching in the last 10 years, the world has changed around us, and the illusion of privacy has now been wrenched from our hands.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you've seen pop up is this explosion of Web 2.0 technologies. I'll help you find it later.
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay. But, yeah, these Web 2.0 technologies and what that is, because that's kind of a techie term somewhat, but your social networking sites, the things that are trying to draw people to make comments on them. So you've seen these social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace explode. 100% year-on-year growth. I mean, they are just, I think Facebook is well over 300 million users now worldwide. And you're looking at also businesses. They have, for example, like Amazon.com, allowing you to post product reviews, or newspaper sites allowing you to comment on stories. There are so many avenues that you may not realize, but if you put your name on, you're associating yourself with all these different articles or products, and it says something about you.
And it may not even be you.
Correct, yeah.
I mean, there's this one guy with my name is a musician, and then there's another one, Secret Place, and I mean, so it's some weird people out there that share my name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can get blamed for that, and I'm not.
Right, yeah, it's, and yeah, and so that's one of the things, like with me, for example, mine's very unique, and so I have the reverse problem. Anything I put out there is going to be very easy to find.
Yeah.
With you, you can maybe hide a little bit, but if it kind of looks like you, it will be attributed to you.
Yeah.
And so you have a couple of choices. And one is to try to control the message somewhat, and that you can do that by creating your own website with your name and the domain name. It will help search engines find your website, and then once, if people get to your website and you can educate them a little bit more about who you are, it helps to discern a little bit better these other search results that if they didn't know who you were, they would maybe kind of confuse that as you. And now, you know, as I learn more about you, I know that you're not that musician or whatnot.
And a couple of the others. Yeah.
And so as I learn more, I can discern that, but until I really learn more about you, I could be confused all the time.
Well, one of the nice things about being a talk radio host is that people just say horrible things about me and everybody would laugh about it. So there's a certain armor in doing this job.
Well, you don't get the job being very pleasant, right? I
mean. Well, that on some days. It depends on the day.
Okay.
On the day. Anyway, we're talking with Aaron Francesconi. An MBA. The book is Who Are You Online? Why It Matters and What You Can Do About It. We're going to be talking about this for this hour because it's really important. The days of ignoring the internet are over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I think absolutely. I think it's going to catch up with you sooner or later. And what we're seeing right now, although people are, like the average Joe is not aware that this is going on, we're seeing employers. I think the last statistic I had was, in the book it was 77, but since then they've redid their study. It's up to 90% of employers are now Googling their more executive candidates for positions and whatnot. Just to see who they are. And I think college admission boards now, I think it's up to 25% are reviewing students applying for college. And so it's all over the place, and it's becoming more of a recommended practice.
So if you have drunken party pictures on the net, you're toast, pretty much.
Yeah, I think you better look about trying to get rid of those if you can.
But they're archived. You really can't ever get rid of them.
It depends on how many times they're out there.
Uh-huh.
And it depends on how important you are. You know, if you're just a nobody, or if you don't really have, like, well, if you're just a nobody, then yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of people copying it. But if you're important, and those pictures are, or those pictures are more sensational, if you will, they're going to exist for a long time. And so, what you can do is you can either try to contact the people who have them up, which is painstaking and sometimes fruitless, or you can try to hide them, and you try to hide them by putting more content out there that can push those sorts of things off of the first two or three search pages, because what we've seen is that people typically don't go past the first three pages. So,
well, when I do a search, I only go that first page.
Right, and it's common because if we put in a wrong search term, we think, oh, I must have put in the wrong search term. I need to refine my search. You don't really go too deep.
Right.
And so if you can move things past the first couple pages, then
you're
pretty
safe, aren't
you? Yeah, you can start to hide things a little bit.
I saw that. I remember a few years ago there was a company that I was aware was dirty, and I was trying to do some research on them to talk about. And I hit Google on them, and there were three or four pages of just wonderful stuff. And then it hit me. They're filling it up themselves.
Right.
And then you get 5-10 pages deep, and all of a sudden you start to see the other stuff.
Right. And they're hiring companies to do that for them, a lot of them, because what you have to do in order to get, especially in the term of a company,
mm-hmm.
you have to have so many different sources pointing to those web pages in order to get those pages to go up. However, for an individual, it's a lot easier because they're really, even though your name's common, there are not a lot of information out there about Jim Kirkwood, you know. And if you tried to, for example, like with myself, there's only so much about me. And so if I put content out there and I put my name on it and I put maybe some other small identifying things like, say, Utah or whatnot, it's going to come up in the search results real easily. And so for most people, they can kind of try to manipulate that by putting comments out there on products or whatnot that maybe that they would like to be associated with, things like that, that can help them expand the places where they're, what I like to call their online images.
Well, I remember 3 or 4 years ago when I did it, there were 300 and some thousand hits. Now there's 1.2 million. In a couple of years, there'll be 2 or 3. Because apparently a couple of these guys with my name are pretty active.
Yeah, and I think the last statistic I saw was like Google had indexed over 1 trillion web pages. And, you know, that's, I'm not a mathematician by any stretch, but that's quite a few per person on the planet.
Yes.
And anyway, and keep in mind that's what they've indexed. That's not the ones that actually exist. And so the reason why we're seeing so much of an explosion, too, is that companies have recognized there's interest, or not interest, but there's value in putting your name out there. Because one of the things you can find when searching for people is relationships. Like, they'll put your name, and then they'll put your relatives next to that so that they can draw you to their site. And then they have advertisements. So they're really trying to just get value from putting your name out there, even though they're, you know, putting minor things like the, you see it all the time where they say, oh, find Jim Kirkwood and here's his phone number. And yeah, their service might be to give more details about you, but they're also trying to draw you to their site to actually click on advertisement. You know, ultimately it's just about making money.
Sure, sure. Well, it's fascinating that the email account I have at the station was swamped by spam that just gave up on it. And one email account I had to give up on a year and a half ago because the spam came in quicker than I could get rid of it.
Right.
And with 25 meg space on that one, now the current one I have has a blacklist feature, which mm-hmm. I use almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least, you know, as we get a new spammer that finds out about me, I just send them to electronic oblivion. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, those tools have helped a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, like, with, you know, if your email address is out on the internet, there's people that build what they'd call spiders or robots that go out and crawl through these pages looking for the pattern of an email address.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you've got an email address out there,
you're
going to find it.
You're toast.
Yeah.
But thanks to the joy of blacklisting,
yeah.
It's a good thing. Anyway, stay with us. Aaron Francisconi wrote the book,
Jim
Who Are
Kirkwood
You? Online.
K-talk.
Stay with us.
AM 630 KTKK.
For years, Michael was a dairy farmer.
My dad had lived on a dairy farm. My mom was the daughter of the town banker.
But kidney failure kept him from living the life he dreamed of. Hundreds of people in your community are learning new job skills at Deseret Industries. When you donate goods to Deseret Industries, you give people like Michael a second chance.
I needed them to hire me so I could feel useful again.
Deseret Industries, getting the most out of what you've given.
Any contractor can sell a heating and cooling system. At Just Right Heating and Cooling, we install comfort systems. With a comfort system, every room is guaranteed to be the same comfortable temperature you desire throughout your home. A Just Right Heating and Cooling comfort system will assure you the maximum efficiency and capacity you deserve. You'll experience the highest air quality in your home without the drafts or stagnant air. Just Right Heating and Cooling is Air Balance certified by the National Balancing Institute. We're the perfectionists in the sale of the heating and cooling equipment and installation. There is no substitute. Before you regret the purchase of an inferior system, you'll want to compare the Just Right Heating and Cooling comfort system. Quality and service guaranteed, unmatched in the industry. Call today for a free, no-obligation introduction to the comfort system. 801-295-2066. Our knowledgeable, friendly representatives will gladly provide you with an estimate. 801-295-2066.
Call Jim now, 254-5855 in Salt Lake County, 470-5855 in Utah County, 670-5855 in Weber, North Davis Counties. Jim Kirkwood on K-Talk.
All right, I just had an education. The Aaron had found some interesting stuff on the internet, things, and I'm not even going to mention what it is. I don't want anybody to look for it.
Yeah, I want it.
But it's harmless other than it would be irritating.
Well, it's just look at it as an alternate retirement package for yourself.
Actually, yes. I show that to my attorney.
Yeah, okay. Well, there are people that are being sued over what they're putting out there. There's a lady in Chicago that is being sued over things she put on her Twitter page about her apartment complex having mold. So it's
It didn't, apparently.
Well, they say it doesn't. So,
well, ultimately it does or doesn't.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, you better not say it does.
Well, I think she's being sued for $50,000. So it, you know, and that's one of the ramifications. But on the flip side, when it really can hurt you is in employment.
Yes.
And I think that what we're seeing with employment, I mean, if you think about it, in the past, we have protections as job applicants against discrimination for sex, gender, race, religion, and things like that. So you have these protections by law. But when you put this stuff out on the internet, you can be screened by those sorts of things well in advance of any interview process.
Never even get the interview.
Never get it, and it's not provable. Because how are you going to prove that they found that on the internet, that they are discriminating you because of your religion or
whatnot? How can you prove they even got the resume?
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone doesn't respond to a resume, emailed or paper, it doesn't matter.
Right, and so those are the kind of repercussions you're seeing from what we're putting out there. I mean, there's a fun element to the internet. You know, it's, you know, for example, like Facebook is. There's a lot of fun things to do with Facebook, and I won't deny that. But you're also looking at the ramifications of what you do on there, causing you to not be able to be employed for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, there are people, and you have to remember, these companies, these social network companies, want you to do sensational things. They don't make money if you're just out there, had a Diet Coke today, and it was pretty tasty. Nobody's interested in that. They want the people like the Joe, I think, I'm trying to remember his name, but the Leave Britney Alone guy. I don't know if you ever saw that, but
I didn't know.
He was a YouTube sensation, millions and millions of hits. But that's what draws people to the site, and that's what makes YouTube and the Facebooks of the world money. And so they have, when you look at the privacy protections, one of the things Facebook did this last year is they loosened the privacy protections that were on their site because they want people to be able to see that publicly so that it will draw people more to their site. So there's a high incentive. So what I'm trying to say is there's a high incentive for businesses to get you to put content out there, to be a publisher, and to do outrageous things. That's why Facebook is the number one photo site, a sharing site in the world, and why there are hundreds and hundreds of photos out there. One of the things, I didn't have a Facebook account until 2 years ago when I decided to get one so I could do research for the book. And I've had a few friends on there, and I'm seeing pictures crop up that I don't remember taking or having taken of me, and they're not necessarily bad, but I grew up in a little younger generation where we didn't have the digital cameras so much, it was all film. Now this generation, what you're seeing is that every element of their life is documented in film and or video. And so what you're seeing, the people that are 30 and under, they're going to have a lot of problems when they start to enter the workforce. And I think a lot of them are already starting to see that.
I remember when I was young, there's something about being young, and now the scientists tell us that our brains aren't fully developed, and that's probably the only logical explanation, because we all do some pretty stupid things. And fortunately, in my generation, none of that was recorded. But now, I mean, some of the kids did some really stupid things, and that was recorded, but most of us, nothing was recorded. But now these kids, they're taking the record themselves.
Oh,
and publishing it themselves.
It makes them cool, or it makes them funny. And, you know, to be honest, if the technology was around when I was growing up through high school, I might have done the same thing. I mean, you look at the things that you did in high school, and I'm not going to mention any on the air because I don't want it digitally recorded.
That's right.
But, you know, it's... But, yeah, we all do stupid things, you know, and you're hanging out with your friends, you do stuff, it's fun to brag about, and now if you have pictures, people will believe you. So,
yeah, they better believe you because it's all true.
Yeah.
I think we've established that today's internet is the most moderate paranoid's worst nightmare, let alone the truly paranoid, because all those delusions of conspiracies and people watching, it's all true.
Yeah.
It's all true now.
Yeah, and I think, it's very well established. And, you know, one of the things that's just another example of how the internet's being used, anytime a nobody or somebody who goes and shoots people or does something like that, like the Fort Hood shooter.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they went and did is the news media started searching for him. And the first picture you saw was off of a licensure website. I went and I did a search on him right after that too. I found basically they just went and built all the facts that they could find off the internet for the first couple hours. And so that's just a small example of what they're able to find off of somebody who was really obscure before all that happened.
Yeah.
And so it is, you know, for the moderately paranoid, I'd like to say just the self-aware. I think the internet is definitely going to cause you problems if you do not monitor what's out there.
Well, and someone in my position can't worry about it because, like you showed me, there are some people that don't like what I do and some people that like what I do, and most are kind of somewhere in the middle, and you can't worry about it.
Well, and I'd argue that it's part of what you would want to present online.
Yes.
So for you, controversy is a good thing because you're not a talk radio show host if you aren't addressing controversial topics.
And the nastiest responses
right.
are really good for me. Because it creates interest.
Right. I mean, because you read that, well, maybe I ought to listen to this guy,
yeah.
huh? But the
posting that says he's such a nice guy, I don't think that gets a lot of listeners.
You know, that not really, yeah. But what a normal person or any person really needs to do, and I go through it in my book, is define who you want to be seen as on the internet. And then you start putting things out there that would support that. And what I go into is that I really believe on the internet, because there is so little information, that you have to use the stereotype mechanisms that we all have in order to help people identify who you are, because there's just so little information out there.
Okay, two things. One, next I want to go and talk about how to manage that.
Okay.
Because I think that's the next important thing to talk about.
Sure.
Because half the time's gone already.
Oh.
And two, we have a caller, so let's deal with that next. Caller, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call quickly there, Jim.
All right.
Tell me my problems that I might come across. I'm doing my best to destroy my name because most identity theft, people who do that are looking for an impeccable record, right?
Okay.
And it seems to repel those types, you know, for actually using your name for something. You're trying to sell the opposite, so you can probably give me some good hints as to why that's not a good idea. You know, don't hold back.
So your approach is that you want to make your name look as bad as possible so somebody who wants to steal your identity thinks twice.
Well, yeah, I have some other secrets, you know, that I really shouldn't mention over the air because everybody will start using them, you know, and
if you have some real problems in one area, the best thing to do is create some artificial ones in another.
What now?
Misdirected attention.
Well, you know, I think it depends on what your goals are, and not knowing you personally, where it can impact you is if you are trying to move along in a career. If you're not entry level, but you're trying, you're mid level
right.
or higher. And
the thing with that is that. In the state that I live in, it's actually against the law to use that information for anything like that. So they're committing a crime if they do that, number one.
And I would 100% agree with you, but the problem is proving it. You know,
just the fact that they're committing a crime gives me a psychological edge over them, see?
Sure, but the thing is, you'll never get that opportunity with them because they're never. But a person could argue the opposite. Say, well, if they're going to be that kind of person, I don't want to do business with them anyway. So ultimately, I think that it depends on is that.
Aren't they probably eliminating a lot of people? I mean, good people, because it's generally false information, right? So they're going to use that, for example. To find if they're having trouble renting a certain property or filling a certain job, aren't they eliminating a lot of their opportunity to hire people? Because I think you can probably find pretty much anything negative on anybody, can't you?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, they are eliminating a lot of good people, and the problem is that people aren't doing anything to fight back. And so, you know, where you're trying to eliminate or destroy your name, I don't know. That may work depending on what your goals are. I mean, if you really want to be hidden or if you want to really make yourself look bad, I think that can work as long as you don't mention your employer or anything like that. That could actually get you in trouble in your personal life.
What do you mean mention my employer?
Well, like if you, for example, if you wrote a blog about your horrible boss at work, you know, I think that can get you fired.
Yes.
And there's lots of examples of that. So you kind of want to steer clear of anything that makes your employer look bad. But if you're just going to tackle your own name. Yeah. So you just have to be careful. Think of it as putting it on a postcard or a poster and putting it up on the wall at your work. But, you know, if that's what you've determined, that's how you're going
to... Well, that's why I've always sought jobs that you have to labor in, because those are usually jobs people don't want, you know, but I like them, you know, so I have job security in that field, see, and generally, it's just not an issue with the...
Yeah,
I have an unusual perspective, I suppose.
Well, no, I think you're fine. I think that you just need to be careful not to attack anybody that you work with or attack your employer or your neighbors or anything. Just if you're going to...
Well, I don't want any competition in being the baddest person that I can think of, you know, so...
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to anybody. Anyway, have a good night.
You too.
Thanks for your call. 801-254-5855. We're talking about the book, Who Are You Online? Why It Matters and What You Can Do About It. Aaron Francesconi, an MBA. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Their work. That's
yeah.
a lot of work.
It was.
We want to talk next about how to manage our online image.
Okay.
I think you mentioned a couple of things, but let's get into that.
Okay. Well... I like the last caller. He has a totally different perspective of what I'm saying. I'm saying go out there and you want to put out the best foot forward. But, you know, he's got a different goal. So what I go through is kind of a – you have to determine – find out what's out there. Because the first thing is knowledge of what is available or what people are already looking and seeing about you. So you have to find out what's there. And then you need to find out you need to find out how or determine who you want to be. And what I refer to that as, I mentioned stereotype a little bit earlier. You know, in my profession at work, I'm a web manager. And so what I want to portray out there is perhaps that I am a very knowledgeable IT person. That would be a stereotype, you know, and stereotypes.
It's a good one for you, obviously.
Right. And, you know, the stereotypes have two sides. You know, there's the good aspects of the stereotype, somebody who knows a lot about computers and you can call and fix your computer on the weekends or whatnot.
That's not the good part, no.
It is for your friends, I guess.
Okay.
But, yeah, the bad side about being an IT manager is that people think you carry pocket protectors and things like that, that you're very technical and non-approachable. You don't really talk in human terms. And so I think you have to pick the positive elements of a stereotype and try to work that into what you want to be online. And then and I'm briefly going through it and we can go in more depth. But then I do believe that you should register your own URL. And I think a lot of people are starting to do this, and you probably, if you pay attention a bit, you'll see a lot of people actually registering. Like, I have AaronFrancesConey.com, and there's a JimKirkwood.com, and there's...
But I don't have it.
But you don't have it. Somebody else does. And so you register as close a variation as you can to the name that you would use on your resume or the materials that you'd be giving to people to... giving to people to promote yourself, because that's what they know about you. So you use your name, so that's when search engines go up for you.
All right. We're talking with Aaron Francesconi. Who are you online, why it matters, and what you can do about it. We'll talk more about managing that in a moment after this.
Jim Kirkwood on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.
John's Electric of Sandy reminds listeners, last year over 50,000 children were reported missing. Parents, keep recent fingerprints, photographs, and dental records. They are all important items in recovering a missing child. If you have any information that could lead to the recovery of a child, call the local authorities immediately. This reminder from John's Electric, located at 965 East, 9400 South in Sandy. For more information, call 801-255-4586. That's 801-255-4586.
You've wanted to do it. You've just been waiting for the right opportunity. Awnings Unlimited is offering the deal of a lifetime on retractable awnings, window awnings, concrete patios and carports, patio and screen rooms, pergolas, Trex decks, solid roof patio coverings, steel RV covers, and shade screens. Awnings Unlimited has got you covered. Beat the heat, relax, and enjoy. You deserve the best at a great price. Awnings Unlimited has the reputation that has earned repeated business time and time again. They do the job right, the way you want it, the first time. For 34 years, Awnings Unlimited has set the industry standard. Why settle for less? Take advantage of Awnings Unlimited 0% interest for a full 6 months OAC. There's no reason to pay more. Avoid the summer rush. Check us out online at awnings-unlimited.com or call today at 801-268-4441. Your estimate is free and without obligation. Again, the number is 801-268-4441.
Disney on Ice presents Worlds of Fantasy. It's high-speed action, undersea fun, wild adventure, and a magical new world. Your favorite stars from four fantastic Disney adventures come together in one amazing ice show. Go under the sea with Ariel, Sebastian, and Flounder from The Little Mermaid. Sing along with Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa from The Lion King. Join Lightning McQueen and his crew from Cars for the biggest drag race on ice. Then enter the magical world of Pixie Hollow. It's the only place to see Tinkerbell and the Disney fairies live on ice. Disney on Ice presents Worlds of Fantasy. Plus, come early to see Tiana, Disney's newest princess, and a dazzling display of gorgeous gowns at the Disney Princess Pre-Show, free to ticket holders. We've iced the price. Tickets starting at just $13. Restrictions may apply. See smithstix.com for details. Playing Energy Solutions Arena March 10th through 14th.
First thing in the morning, Jack Stockwell. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9 on K-Talk.
It is 19 before 10, so we are moving through the hour rather quickly. Again, I'm talking with Aaron Francisconi, who's written the book, Who Are You Online? Why It Matters and What You Can Do About It. The book's available at Amazon.com.
And BarnesandNoble.com.
And BarnesandNoble.com.
And you can buy it through the e-store with my own, the book's website, WhoAreYouOnline.com.
So. Okay, WhoAreYouOnline.com.
Yep.
Okay, and it's a large trade paperback, what, $23.95?
Yeah.
Okay, so people have an idea. And it's a valuable book. I'm really enjoying it. I've been reading it, and it's certainly, I was semi-aware of this because of all the stuff yeah. I've done in the public, and I occasionally do check on what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but... I must admit, I'm a little more aware now than I was a couple days ago.
Well, good. I'm glad I could help because, yeah, you know, that's why I wrote the book for people, to help people. You know, obviously I could have written a book for employers on how to find candidates and eliminate them, but...
well, that's next, right?
if this one doesn't sell very well, so...
So, yeah.
If I see the sales uptick, I won't write that book, okay?
So if you want to keep the employers guessing, you better buy the book. Anyway, we're talking about how to manage the online, and I think... That's probably the most important other concept here. One, we all have a problem. We have no privacy anymore.
Right.
I mean, I just looked and I knew I could tell who's me and who's these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like what I saw.
Right. And so, yeah, it's the privacy is gone. So if you make
right.
if you make that assumption, and there's some of you that are out there working against that, that's fine. Assume that your privacy is gone, and even if you are actively removing yourself, think of all the people you know that could contribute to that. And so the first step, like I mentioned before the break, was finding out what's out there, and so identifying what is out there about mm-hmm. you. The next step would be to actually figure out what you want to be, like what you see yourself, the goals that you have in your life. How could an online image help you? You know, for example, like I mentioned, my being an IT manager, purporting myself to be a very successful IT manager, as long as it's within the realm of nonfiction.
You are successful.
Yeah.
We have mutual acquaintances, and
yeah.
You are very successful. That's why you're doing
yeah.
the show.
And thank you. And yeah. So... Yeah, then you want to present that stereotype. And so, yes, that's all good and well, Aaron, how do I go about doing that? And so I say you need to get your own domain name and build up your own website. And the reason I say that you need to do that is because you can completely control the message on that website. And when you put in your name into a domain name, like, you know, I said AaronFrancisconi.com, search engines will see that and give it relevance over other pages that may have your name in it. And so, like, if you were to go search for me, good luck on spelling the name, but go to the book's website, you find the name. Anyway, if you search for me, my website comes up number one, and that's because it's in the URL, it's in the title of the page, there's things like that. By having your own domain, that's going to help boost that up. And hopefully if somebody Googles for you using your name, they'll see that, click on it, and learn about you before going to the rest of these pages. And that's hopefully a good way to eliminate that. But so that build phase, that's one element of your online image is that homepage or your own website. Very important. And, you know, in the book I mentioned getting a designer because I really think that is a place that you don't want to be cheap on because, you know, we all know people who can do web design, but if it is your professional image, you don't want to give the image that you had your 12-year-old neighbor kid do your website. Anyway, that's all good and well. You got a website, but getting people to it is, you know, is important as well. And also, so the next part of my book is talking about how to promote yourself outside a website. And so what I say is that they're basically a principle of, like, if you think of lemmings, how people will follow, or lemmings will follow each other off the cliff.
Yes.
Jim, if I told you that this is the best book on online image management out there,
mm-hmm.
you expect me to say that, right?
Right.
And because I have a self-interest. Now, if I can get other people to say good things about me,
that's something else.
Yeah, that makes it validates it in our heads.
Yes.
And so you want to get that out there, and then you also want to apply more of that stereotype principle. And for example, where I'm in IT, I would like you would expect me to comment, say, on like IT products, like books by IT authors on Amazon on IT subjects, or certain products that would be tools in my trade, or having me belong to message boards that are part of the trade. You know, once you start putting elements that you would expect to see a stereotype or an IT manager be at, that is how you build more of, an additional reputation out there on the internet. And then finally, it's protection. It's the last thing. You have to ongoing monitoring. There are tools out there. I've built one of them. There are other companies out there that have built them. But if you can have an automated tool that can just sit there and watch for different elements of your online image and make sure things don't show up that you weren't expecting, because believe it or not, even with me controlling what's out there, I get people like friends that will blog about something that or reference me in something. And all of a sudden, I'm already having to fight again. And it's the internet's so fluid. It's just one of those things that you have to protect against. So it's basically, in a nutshell, figure out who you want to be online, build a website that gives that approach, then go out there and put more elements of your online image on, like the Amazons of the world and whatnot, and then protect yourself from ongoing stuff. And so it's all outlined in my book. And although, you know, this is only an hour, it's 270 pages. So
yeah,
there's a lot to it.
We obviously can only get so much. And it just did a quick check on Amazon, and your book gets a 5-star rating.
Well, thank you.
From people who have read it. So that's good.
Yeah, that's great. I hope it helps people. Is the reason I wrote it is to help people. I really don't care if I make money. And being honest with you, I make money in my day job. I really want to help people because there is a need. And for the most part, not a lot of people know how to do this.
Well, this is a friend of mine who runs a little business, and he was telling me the technique he uses because now he does a little bit of Yellow Pages, but mostly he uses the internet. Mm-hmm. It's a repair, appliance repair.
Okay.
And he drives a lot of phone calls through his website and his phone numbers through the internet. And he talked about how he did it, and he drives it himself up to the top. So when people click in, they get one of his numbers.
Yeah, and that's a technique called search engine marketing, and it a lot of companies are doing it, and my book outlines a lot of that from a personal perspective, because it's easier from a personal perspective because we're not competing really with a lot of other people that have our same name.
Yes.
I guess we're up for a break.
A break and then our last segment. So this has gone rather quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, it has. Okay. All right, we'll do this again.
Okay.
Anyway, let's continue here. Aaron Francesconi, who are you online, why it matters, and what you can do about it?
Jim Kirkwood on K-Talk. AM 630 KTKK.
This tax year, H&R Block has a special offer for you. For a simple 1040 EZ, the federal return is only $39 for the tax prep and electronic filing. More complex federal returns start at $99. This is Jim Kirkwood, the office manager of the H&R Block store at 2121 East, 9400 South. And I want to invite you in to receive the most accurate, carefully prepared return possible. When we examine the tax returns completed by other preparers, we find an error rate of 87%. We only charge $29 to check those returns. So don't let someone's mistake cost you big dollars in penalty and interest. If we make a mistake, we pay the penalty and interest. We have enrolled agents to assist you with an audit, so you needn't be concerned when you use H&R Block for your tax prep and electronic filing. At H&R Block, we demand the highest ethical standards from our people, so you're assured the best possible outcome. Call us for an appointment at 801-733-9372. Again, that's 801-733-9372. We're located at 2121 East, 9400 South in Sandy. That's H&R Block.
Here's the in-your-face reality. You're listening right now. You're listening because the Jim Kirkwood Show is compelling, involved radio that's difficult to tune away from. And if you're listening, so are your potential clients and customers. The only thing missing is your commercial calling our listeners to action. Dynamic, affordable growth for your company is a phone call away. 253-4883. When we answer...
Thank you for calling KTalk Radio.
Say...
Hi, I'd like to advertise on the Jim Kirkwood Show.
We'll take it from there, and you'll love the results. Call KTalk Radio right now. 253-4883. At home, at work, and in the car. Jim Kirkwood on K-Talk.
And we're back at K-Talk. I'm Jim Kirkwood, and we want to hear what you have to say. If you want to give us a call, 801-254-5855. We're running out of time rapidly. So Aaron Francisconi is in with Who Are You Online, why it matters, and what you can do about it. I really wanted to have you on, Aaron, after our mutual acquaintance told me about your book, because I think this is important, and I'm probably going to want in a month or two to do it again.
Sure.
Because I don't think people are aware of just how vulnerable their information is.
Well, and I also think that we have a lot of distractions today, too, that this is very important, and it's going to impact you. But, there's a lot going on nationally right now that tend to distract us from things like this, and for good reason, I'm sure. But it is important, and I think you won't really realize how important it is until you get bit by it. And that's where I think, people need to start paying attention, and that's why I wrote the book. But, I understand that there's also the flip side where people are very afraid of the internet because they don't want to be out there because of the risks of identity theft. And, I do address that a little bit in this book, and you have to be aware of the things that can hurt you with identity theft. And, for the most part, you have to draw that line between private information and public information and strive to protect what's private as best as you can. Because as we continue to move along, this stuff is being continually kept, and it will just continue to create this history. I mean, it's very easy for servers to keep this information infinitely as long as the company doesn't go out of business. But, you think of just even, as your kids' age or whatnot, they're going to, if they ever have a fight with dad or a fight with mom, they may write about it. And if they, I'm not saying we're all perfect parents, but what happens if they put something on there you don't want people to see or your employer to see?
Or it's not true.
Or it's, and most
that's
likely
the worst
it's
case.
Not true. Yeah, and I think we've seen it. There's so many countless examples, but
right.
I think even here in Utah, we had what was it? There was a Congress or a state senator or somebody like that who had a run-in with a pizza delivery girl, and she went home and blogged about it, and then it became news. And I'm trying to remember his name, but
I bet he didn't buy from that company anymore.
No, he tried to. Yeah, it was interesting. I don't want to help.
She probably lost her job too.
She probably did, and yeah. it hurt him too.
But, it hurt everybody. That's the problem with that stuff. It hurts everybody.
It does, but they don't think about it. If you're writing when you're angry, that's when you should probably put it away and thinking about it overnight or something like that. But, yeah, definitely you need to watch what you do and watch who you are online.
Interesting stuff. 801-254-5855. We're talking with Aaron Francesconi, who has written the book, Who Are You Online? And it's an important concept. Amazon.com.
Amazon.com.
Barnes & Noble.
BarnesandNoble.com. .com. And then also the whoareyouonline.com. And there's a sample chapter on that website as well. And there's also, if you look on that website, up in the right-hand corner, there's something called Peekaboo. You click on that link and it'll show you a bunch of pictures I pulled off of MySpace profiles, and I grayed out the box so you can't tell who it is, but that was 15 minutes of searching on MySpace. And
it's bizarre incredible stuff, huh?
It's incredible. I don't want to ever see a nipple ring again.
Oh, yeah, no. It just in the office, this guy comes in. He wants to do the fire extinguishers. Acting okay. Like he had the contract.
Okay.
Because if he gets back and does it, then we owe him money.
Okay.
If I let him. And I said, no, we have a contract on that. Are you with that company? I didn't say who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that stopped him. But he walks in with those earring things that are like dime-sized.
Okay, like the hoops. And
yeah,
whatnot.
And
yeah.
You could see the tattoos. And so first off, I'm suspicious of him. Because one of our vendors is not going to show up like that.
Right.
Fortune 500 companies don't hire those people.
Right.
And then he folded immediately when I called him on it. And because I knew what the company's name was, is back on the fire extinguisher on the tag. I could have easily have checked. And so he backed down. Then he wanted to know who makes the decision. I says, well, that's corporate in Kansas City. He says, well, do you have their number? And I says, well, it's a Fortune 500 company. It's pretty easy to find out.
Sure.
I mean, the arrogance that he was going to go get a Fortune 500 company's fire extinguisher contract, I just kind of like, wow, this kid is dumb.
But, yeah, and the thing is, that was done here in the studios, but what if he'd done something like that online? And not, you can't go in and get a fire extinguisher contract,
no.
But you can make a fool of yourself online, too.
Yeah, big time. Aaron Francesconi. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com,
WhoAreYouOnline.com, and yeah.
It's a good book. It's a good book. I've read most of it, and I really like it. So we'll have you back.
Thank you.
Now you can instantly whip up pancakes, health drinks, gravy, milkshakes, or any creation you choose without the cleanup hassle. No mixers, no bowls, or hand scrubbing ever. It's kitchen magic. The secret is Blender Bottle. Invented in Utah, sold worldwide. Just add the ingredients into the blender bottle, drop in the patented blender ball, snap the lid closed, give it a shake, and pour out the smooth, blended goodies you want. Then just toss the blender bottle in the dishwasher. You're done. Here's a special offer only available on radio. 2 28-ounce blender bottles, 1 20-ounce mini blender, 10 recipe booklet, a $30 value, only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to blenderbottle.com/discount. You can see the product in action at that site. That's blenderbottle.com/discount. If you don't add the /discount, you can't get the discount. Or you can call 801-604-8000. That's 801-604-8000. Call now.
Any contractor can sell a heating and cooling system. At Just Right Heating and Cooling, we install comfort systems. With a comfort system, every room is guaranteed to be the same comfortable temperature you desire throughout your home. A Just Right Heating and Cooling comfort system will assure you the maximum efficiency and capacity you deserve. You'll experience the highest air quality in your home without the drafts or stagnant air. Just Right Heating and Cooling is air balance certified by the National Balancing Institute. We're the perfectionists in the sale of the heating and cooling equipment and installation. There is no substitute. Before you regret the purchase of an inferior system, you'll want to compare the Just Right Heating and Cooling comfort system. Quality and service guaranteed, unmatched in the industry. Call today for a free, no obligation introduction to the comfort system. 801-295-2066. Our knowledgeable, friendly representatives will gladly provide you with an estimate. 801-295-2066.
The voice of Utah. The sound of freedom. AM 630 KTKK Sandy, Salt Lake City.
This is K-Talk.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Some say health care reform is coming. The House is set to vote Sunday, and President Obama says Congress will make history. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta reports many Americans would benefit from the legislation.
You have a college kid in your household, and they're graduating from college but have not yet gotten a job. Up until the age of 26 now, they'll be able to be covered under their parents' plans. And also this idea that if you develop an illness, one of the things that people are concerned about is there might be a cap in terms of how much insurance money will be paid over a year or over a lifetime. Those caps are going to disappear as well.
Republicans have not given up, saying that if Democrats succeed this weekend, they'll pay at the polls later this year. They said they were going to do it, and they did. British Airways flight attendants are on strike, and that affects travel between the U.S. and England. The carrier will be canceling hundreds of flights, including many to and from the U.S. Pope Benedict has signed a pastoral letter about Ireland's abusive priest. CNN's Nick Robertson reports the Irish faithful have been profoundly affected.
Allegations of sexual abuse of children by priests and subsequent cover-ups dominate their lives. Father Michael Canny is spokesman for more than 100 priests in one of Ireland's 26 dioceses. He wants an independent outside inquiry to investigate the past and is looking to the Pope's letter to the Irish bishops to pave the way.
The Pope is expected to speak out on the issue in just a few hours. This never would have happened during the Cold War. A state-owned Russian aerospace company is keenly interested in bidding on a Pentagon project, the long-delayed refueling tanker. The contract is worth about $35 billion. An eight-day win streak on Wall Street came to an end Friday. The Dow lost 37 points. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
How many hot flashes do you have a day? If you're like the average menopausal woman, probably 10 or more. Yet Ambaryn can start relieving hot flashes, irritability, night sweats, and other symptoms in a matter of days without the risks of hormone replacement therapy. If you're looking for a natural alternative that will relieve even the worst menopausal symptoms, get ready to take down this number and call for a complimentary risk-free trial of Ambaryn. Ambaryn is 100% natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Ambaryn can stop your hot flashes and night sweats and help you sleep better, lose weight, have brighter moods, better sex, and lots of positive energy. Thousands of women have already used Ambaryn with phenomenal success. Call now and we'll prove it by sending you a complimentary risk-free trial of Ambaryn today. Absolutely risk-free. Visit StopFlashes.com or call 1-800-894-8776. It's absolutely risk-free. 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
Hello there, folks. It's the Gecko. So here's the rub. I want to save you money. That's it. My old song and dance right there. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, when you're offering somebody hundreds of dollars in savings, you don't have to sugarcoat it. All you say is, Geico could save you hundreds online or over the phone. And there you have it. Well, I've still got a few more seconds left now, so, there you go. Cheers.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now for the bonus round. Revenge is a dish best served cold. How is justice best served?
With a side of fries?
Correct. I'm rubber, you're glue. What's Daryl?
Newly married.
Correct.
Yes.
Why wouldn't someone use Netflix?
Unlimited instant movies on my TV. Unlimited DVDs by mail. Only $9 a month. No reason?
Correct. Yeah. Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix.
Any contractor can sell a heating and cooling system. At Just Right Heating and Cooling, we install comfort systems. With a comfort system, every room is guaranteed to be the same comfortable temperature you desire. Throughout your home, a Just Right Heating and Cooling comfort system will assure you the maximum efficiency and capacity you deserve. You'll experience the highest air quality in your home without the drafts or stagnant air. Just Right Heating and Cooling is air balance certified by the National Balancing Institute. We're the perfectionists in the sale of the heating and cooling equipment and installation. There is no substitute. Before you regret the purchase of an inferior system, you'll want to compare the Just Right Heating and Cooling comfort system. Quality and service guaranteed, unmatched in the industry. Call today for a free, no obligation introduction to the comfort system. 801-295-2066. Our knowledgeable, friendly representatives will gladly provide you with an estimate. 801-295-2066.
And now, Jim Kirkwood on K-Talk.
A very good evening. Had some fun last hour talking with Aaron Francisconi about his book, Who Are You? Online, and have a number of mutual acquaintances, so it's good to finally meet him. But I thought it was an important topic, and I hope you do too, because, well, if you don't, you're probably in some kind of trouble. I think there's a really good chance. Because I think there's nasty stuff out there about everybody. And sooner or later, all of us have irritated someone. Of course, as a talk show host, that's pretty easy for me to do. But if we have irritated people, some of them are going to get even. And when I do talk radio show, I, of course, obviously irritate people quite often, and it is a measured action. But in real life, I learned a long time ago, the hard way in some cases, that we're all vulnerable. And it's a really good idea to treat people well, because it's pretty easy to cause other people. Human being. But one of the things that have always irritated me, if in a restaurant and someone is just rude to the waiter or the waitress, business situations, just mean for the sake of it. Most people do the best they can. The tragedy is, of course, that some people can't do a very good job at anything. Don't have much to say about them. But most people do the best they can. And it is our job to determine whether or not we can work with these people or not. And at that point, make decisions and pick a direction and go. That's all we can do, whether it's where we buy a car, from whom we buy a home, where we do our grocery shopping, where the gas station, all these things. And it all matters. Simple things like making sure the gas station you buy your gas from pumps a lot of gas, because if they don't, you might not have very clean gas. You want to go someplace where they're moving a lot through, because that keeps it fresher and cleaner and less toxic to your automobile or your truck or whatever you're driving. And on and on and on. I mean, even the small decisions we make are really important, and sometimes the very smallest. Latest research right here from some IHC research doctors in Utah. I thought, from research done a couple of years ago, that 1,000 international units of vitamin D was what it took to prevent, in most people, at least significantly reduce your chances for cancer, certain types of cancer. And then we find out that if you're taking 5,000 units a day of vitamin D, that not only is not cancer anymore that you're moving into, but heart disease. Is there anything vitamin D doesn't help us with? But that's a small decision. And the people who are getting an adequate amount of sun without getting themselves skin cancer, or who are taking the vitamin D themselves, are making a small choice, but they're affecting their health and probably longevity. It's this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. We are very excited about this healthcare vote that's probably going to happen Sunday and then next week and the following week. And I think the Pelosi, Reid, and Obama will be having that vote until they get their way, until just out of complete and utter boredom, sheer terror or something, people finally go along with them. But I hope that doesn't happen, because the tax increases associated with this are... that are going to be very damaging to this country, American people, when the fix for the uninsurable is not that expensive. Just open up Medicaid, let people buy a Medicaid policy if they're not eligible for insurance anywhere else. And if they don't want insurance, fine. It's their problem. It's their fault. This isn't like car insurance, where failure to have it will impact someone else. If you don't have health insurance, it's ultimately only going to affect you. That's what I think. Anyway, whatever you think, give us a call, 801-254-5855. I had a situation. I wanted to talk to the county health, and I called them up today. The situation was about MRSA, methicillin-resistant staphylococcus aureus. It's a problem in hospitals, nursing homes, assisted living, where the young and the old are at risk from MRSA, and then people who get surgeries, all ages, because if it gets deeply within you, then it can be a problem to get out, and it may not be possible. But I called about a particular situation, asked if there was any way I could request that the county go in and help a particular establishment clean up its problem, because it had a problem. Didn't want to damage them, because they're a good institution, but I wanted to see that they get some help in cleaning up a problem, because a number of people there had died of it recently. And I was appalled at the attitude by this person with county health. Basically, well, they're older people, they're dying anyway, and this is just there, and it's in all these institutions, there's nothing you can do about it. I'm serious. The attitude now amongst health professionals is, let the old people die. I'm shocked. I'm going to be exploring this. Caller, you're on K-Talk.
Yes. Let me kill the radio so I don't go crazy.
Oh, we don't want that. Okay, 13 and a half after 10 on K-Talk.
It sounds to me like you got one of the death panel there to speak to.
I think they're all like that now.
Yeah, I think they either are or soon will be.
Just with this one relative, checked into the hospital emergency room with MRSA. The cot at the nursing home, and they basically, the doctor wanted us to let them die right there.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
now the older folks can see what's coming.
And it's going to get worse.
If they take a half a trillion out of Medicare,
which they're going to do,
you know you're going to get less, and you're going to get so much less, most doctors won't even want to see you.
Well, they're not doing much for the people over 80 now.
That's true.
And so what are they going to do, cut it to 70 or 75? Probably.
Yeah, probably. The main reason I wanted to speak to you tonight was that I wanted to advise the electorate and the people listening to the radio that any time you have people who make millions of dollars per year meeting on Saturday or Sunday, after hours. You remember before the big bailout during the Bush administration, which Bush went along with, but which was being orchestrated by mainly Obama people that are still in advising him, people at the Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae places were pushing for that that big bailout because they were so deeply in trouble, and all the foreclosings and stuff that's come from it. They had the Federal Reserve Board meet at 11 o'clock on a Sunday evening. And this weekend they're having Congress, congressional folks who are used to riding around in helicopters and airplanes and not troubled by the us poor folks that are paying the bills. They go by limousine and an airplane, and yet they're going to work Saturday and Sunday. Well, let me tell you, any time the Federal Reserve Board or the Congress or the president cancels a trip or does anything when it's not time of war, you're about to be done in.
Yeah, they don't need to do that.
They don't meet on Saturday and Sunday unless it's really a crisis and unless we are really about to pay and pay heavily.
Well, Congress basically meets Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, then the weekend is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
They're scared to death. These guys are going to go home for the Easter vacation
yep.
and find out how opposed America is to the thing they're about to pass. I just hope somehow it can be stalled off and not voted on Saturday or Sunday, and they do have to come home if they'll let them. Maybe they'll try to keep them there till it is passed, but if they could just come home and get a taste of us, why, I think they would go back and it would not be passed. I know I called after they made Matheson, Jim's brother Scott, the assistant messiah of the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, why I called his office and told him I'm quite likely to disinherit my children and try and spend enough money to keep him from even being elected dog catcher next go around if he votes for the, if he takes the family pay check in the form of Brother Scott going to the Tenth Circuit, I think he should be turned out of office. In fact, I'm starting to come around to the idea that almost every incumbent should be turned out of office. I don't know. Maybe you can enlighten us on back in the FDR days, why did they finally make a term limit for the president? Maybe that should happen.
Well, because you get a guy really popular like FDR was, and he becomes a virtual dictator.
Well, I think the one that's in there now thinks he is.
Luckily, he's limited to two terms.
Yeah, luckily he is, and I don't think he's near as popular.